Chapter 9. A Father for Lucentio. Back in Padua, Hortensio, still disguised as Litio, brought Tranio, still in disguise, to Baptista's house to watch Lucentio courting Bianca during her lessons.
I don't believe you,
said Tranio.
She has encouraged me to court her.
Well, sir, to prove what I have said, just come and look at the way he is teaching her,
replied Hortensio. They listened to Bianca and Lucentio declaring their love for each other.
Now do you believe me?
Hortensio asked Tranio.
Oh, cruel love,
cried Tranio, pretending to be upset.
This is incredible.
Hortensio himself was so angry that he pulled off his disguise and revealed his true identity to Tranio. They shook hands and both agreed not to court Bianca anymore, as she was obviously a frivolous, faithless creature. Hortensio then left, saying that now he was no longer in love with Bianca, he had decided to marry a wealthy widow he knew in the city. The marriage was to take place in 3 days. Tranio went off to find his master to inform him that their plan was working perfectly. While he was telling him all the details, Biondello came rushing into the garden.
Oh, master, master, I have finally found someone to do the job,
he exclaimed excitedly.
To act as my master's father.
Who is he?
Asked Tranio.
Well, he's a merchant. He is well dressed, and he looks like a father,
replied Biondello.
What do you think, Tranio?
Said Lucentio.
Do you think our plan is going to work?
If he believes the story I'm going to tell him, he'll be happy to impersonate your father, Vincentio, and confirm your inheritance to Battista Minola. Now, master, take your lady into the house and leave me here to meet him,
replied Tranio, smiling. Tranio went outside to meet the merchant.
Welcome to Padua, sir,
he said.
Are you travelling far?
This is the farthest I'm going to travel for a week or two, and then I'm going to Rome and on to Tripoli, replied the merchant.
And where are you from, sir?
Asked Tranio.
From Mantua, the man replied.
From Mantua?
Tranio gasped, pretending to be shocked.
Oh, no. Then you are risking your life here in Padua.
My life, sir? What are you talking about? Stammered the merchant, surprised. How, may I ask? This sounds serious.
Haven't you heard, sir? The Duke of Padua has had a terrible quarrel with the Duke of Mantua and has ordered that any citizen of Mantua found in the city of Padua is to be executed immediately,
said Tranio, elaborating on his invention.
But this is terrible news, cried the merchant. I have urgent business to finish in Padua. Money orders from Florence I must cash here. What am I going to do?
Tranio thought for a moment. His plan was working well, but now he had to convince the merchant to impersonate Vincentio.
Well, sir,
he said slowly,
maybe I can help you out of your difficulty. But first tell me, have you ever been to Pisa?
Yes, I have been there often, replied the merchant, rather surprised at the question.
And do you know Vincentio?
Went on Tranio.
I have heard of him, of course, and how rich he is, the other replied. Why?
He is my father,
said Tranio.
And he looks rather like you, sir. I have thought of a plan. To save your life, I will let you impersonate my father. You must come to my house and take his name and position until your business is done in this city.
Oh, thank you, young man, cried the merchant gratefully. You have certainly saved my life.
So they shook hands and set off together for Lucentio's house.
By the way,
added Tranio casually as they were walking along,
there are some people at my house who are waiting to meet my father, as he has promised to guarantee my inheritance. I'll tell you all the details later. First, you must change into my father's clothes.